I'm Richard Castellanets. No, I'm Richard Castellanets. No, no, I'm Richard Castellanets. I'm Richard Castellanets.
Good evening,
I'm
everybody.
Richard
I'm
You're
Richard
tuned to Pogue Radio on WGXC. It is Thanksgiving evening, and I have a special program today because I'm with one of the great multifaceted artists and writers of our time, Richard Castellanets. Richard has published works of poetry, fiction, criticism, and cultural history. He's edited numerous literary anthologies and other anthologies and has worked extensively with audio, video, film, and also holography. I first knew of Richard through his book of interviews and a monograph he edited about John Cage. And in 1989, I remember being very pleased that he sent a cassette of his experimental dramatic recordings as a contribution to an audio zine I was assembling at the time. In the 90s, we worked together again when he contributed video poems to the little magazine CD-ROM, which I was co-editing. And we finally met about 20 years ago when I invited Richard to lecture at NJIT. As a backdrop to the program this evening, as I catch up with Richard, you'll be hearing a collage of various audio works Richard prepared in the 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s, including selections from his mono tapes and also audio writing produced for ABC in 1984. And the program began with selection from the Oracular Editions number 1 cassette issued in 1995. No, I'm Richard Castellanets. It's good to be together with him in Queens at Wordship 2 today, where he holds the title of Earl of Wordship. Tell me about Earl of Wordship and Wordship 2.
Well, it's kind of a joke on the British custom of aristocrats living in places that, first of all, have names, secondly, have titles for themselves. So I'm just the Earl of Wordship living, Earl of Wordship living on Wyckoff, spelled W-H-Y-C-O-U-G-H. That's not a joke, I give up. But it is a manse. It's not an apartment. I remember a friend of mine who grew up in Soho but went to Bronx Science would tell the story about visiting his classmates in Queens when they all lived in these tiny apartments. what a shock tiny apartments are after you've lived in several thousand square feet, as I have here.
And this is some sort of old factory?
It was immediately before me. They were making sweatshirts and they were sewing stuff together for New York City markets.
Right.
Ridgewood, I'm on the border of Ridgewood and Bushwick. So literally, Bushwick is across the street to the south and across the street to the east. Yeah, something like that.
Or this is Ridgewood.
But I'm officially in Ridgewood. But Ridgewood has been written up recently as a hot item. One of the,
somebody sent me
a website of 5 good places to live, including Ridgewood, something. But that's a different Ridgewood from where I am. Ridgewood is a big place. And they're talking about places where there's more hippies. My block is mostly Puerto Ricans, my age, have owned the buildings for a while. I think the next block is mostly Puerto Ricans, but the third block is Eastern European. And I've met Eastern Europeans who remember that their first days in New York, is, for over 20, 30 years, were spent in Ridgewood because they were Gotchi Germans. I think that's the right term for them. Germans from Yugoslavia or Poles. And that element is still here to some degree, that immigrant element. I know there's on St. Patrick's Day, nothing happens around here. Nothing happens. And I'm not even sure there are any Italians left around here. There's 3,000 Nepalese, and they have their own activities in a great restaurant. And I was going to make the point that only one writer that we know of knows where I live. Because he grew up somewhat near here, Robert Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And he remembers visiting a bookstore where he bought his first Kierkegaard on one of the avenues around here. Otherwise, they don't know. But as you come by subway or by car?
I drove, yeah.
I drove. My subway is very convenient out of Union Square. Like it's like 10, 15 minutes. And of course, I'm living next to the subway. It's much more convenient in the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, if you're living in downtown Lower Manhattan, which I think is still the cultural center of my world, I think of. But the L train has developed its own character. I mean, kids know each other. It reminds me of St. Mark's Place in the 60s, or I gather, I think when it was 70, what was this street in the 70s? On the Riverside Clinton Street, that kids would come down and walk up and down, expect to meet people they knew. Anyway, that's how the L train has worked for a generation now. I guess now in your 30s and 40s.
So you've been here 12 years, and looking around, there's some books stacked on shelves from floor to, 20-foot ceiling.
I think it's 18.
Your capacious space. I presume some of your artworks are hung over there, and a whole rack of books of your own that you've written on your books. So let's talk a little bit about what you're working on these days. Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
I'm Richard Costellanos.
A major activity in the past few years has been creating book art. Now let's clarify something. There's a term called artist books. It's a term called art book, and there's book art. Let's clarify what they are. Art book is usually a picture book illustrating the visual art of somebody. Artist books comes up in about 50 years ago as a term to characterize books made by people who began their careers or had their educations as visual artists. They went to art school, they did exhibitions, something like that. The third category is book art, which means the book is art object. It has, because of qualities it has, that are not normal to books, but are enhanced visually, usually visually, sometimes materially. I have made the latter. I've been involved in exhibitions of the second, artist books, partly because I lived in Soho and had certain credibility, and I was doing work that resembled what the artist books people were doing. But I wasn't really part of the club, and so sometimes I'd be included, sometimes I wouldn't be excluded, and went in and out. But again, my creative enterprise has been expanded media in the sense of other formats for literary materials. And that has included audio, video, film, holography, very large prints, all kinds of schemes. But especially more recently, book art. So book is art object. The text is there, but the text is manipulated, usually visually, so there's lots of passing before, zipping back and forth in the book, which you can do in a book, unlike, I guess, a web page. Or you probably do it in a web page, but not so successfully. But there's a lot of play with the book itself. And I've done a lot of them, like a couple hundred. It's hard to believe. Because it was essentially an idea, to the degree an art idea, a normal poet might do in a poem, I can do in a book. So I do it in a book. They're mostly published by Amazon or through Amazon KDP. I publish them with Amazon because Amazon is cheap. They actually want your biz, so they don't charge you to list anything. They also print and at a good price. They deliver it at a slightly exorbitant price for delivery, but I guess they know what their costs are. And I doubt if they're making money on their KDP operation. And I hope that someday these things get exhibited, because I think I've done special work. But they're probably not going to be exhibited as artist books, or people with people who exhibit artist books, because again, I didn't go to art school.
Suggestion, departure, taxicab, elevator, heard, charming, hesitancies, explanations, reticence, encouragement, acceptance, departure, travel, arrivals, hellos. Table, drink, talk, dinner, smiles, dessert, cigarettes. Invitation, drink, nuts, talk, kiss, entice, entwine. Resistances, disappointment, hauteur, deflation, questions, explanation, diffidence, promises. Essentials, assuaging, inflating, sparkle, kiss, embrace. Envelop, squeeze. Swing, squish, sway, swim, skin, roll, rock, rise. Yes. Ring, blush, red, gasp, sigh, ease, release, flow, relax, realign, repeat, respond, recede, excelsior. Rest, compliment, whispers, tales, affect, embrace, quiet, sleep, sleep. Awaken, smile, preenings, oranges, eggs, beginnings, repetitions, love, exchanges, expectations. Relationship, cooperation, cohabitation, coupling, regularity, development, loyalty.
That's interesting, Richard. I was not aware that you were creating books and publishing them on Amazon. And it's just...
It's only been the past few years. I mean, I've been self-publishing all my life, and I respect self-publishing. I respect people who do it. But the opportunity Amazon gives you, it gets stuff out there.
Right, right.
And remember, I'm now in my 80s now, and so I like to get a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Tears, separation, plans, politenesses, realignments, vacations, isolation, questings, despair, introductions, failures, introductions, pleasantries. This is my poem. This is my poem. Poem. This is my poem. This is my poem. This is my poem.
Hopefully, listeners to this program will also take a look at look those up. I mean, you've been working.
If you go to Amazon, you can. There's a way of asking for books by me.
Yeah, yeah.
This, the second recent thing I've done, I'm sorry, do you want to continue?
Sure.
The second recent thing I've done in the past year is establish an avant-garde press. Very much in the tradition of Something Else Press, I think, dedicated, of course, to Dick, Dick's memory and the opening manifesto, where I've taken, it's called Avant-Garde Classics, and I've taken texts that are in the public domain, designed them to some degree, give them a preface of some distinction, and then put them on this Amazon route before. They haven't sold as well as I expected, which is why I'm stalled at the moment. But they are there. The trouble with Amazon is to get them to go up the list. And I don't know quite how to do that.
But deliver us and lead us from evil. And the glory of thine is the glory of deliver us and lead us from evil. And the glory of thine is the glory of deliver us and lead us from evil. And the glory of thine is the glory of deliver us and lead us from evil. And the glory of thine is the glory of deliver us and lead us from evil. Baruch Kadanod Hamevarot Lolam Hamevarot.
This is my poem, 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 this is my poem,
this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem,
this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem, this is my poem,
I haven't done as much with format as I've done with other things. I had a wonderful residency at Alfred College, gosh, back in already 15 years ago. I made a 200-foot poem, 50-foot story. But the theme was alternative media. And so the case, therefore, becomes the book art for me becomes a medium that's different from the published book. With the even
times proceed
uniform typeface, even spaces, even margins, stuff like that.
731, 733, 734, 736, 737, 739, 733, 734, 746, 747, 749, 751, 752, 755, 756, 818.
But you've always connected the visual and the verbal and worked with certain degrees of materiality. the holograms themselves. I mean, that's such a such an amazing visual, verbal, interactive proposition.
10:38, 10:39, 10:40. 11 o'clock. 11:57, 12 o'clock. 12:15, 11:57, 12 o'clock. 12:55, 12:58, 12:59, 1 o'clock. 1:39, 1:59, 2 o'clock. 1:39, 2:32, 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 3:01. 3:14, 3:15, 3:17. 4:02, 4:27, 4:40, 4:44, 4:45, 4:22, 4:55, 4:57, 4:59, 4:40, 5 o'clock, 5:02, 4:57, 4:59, 4:40, 5 o'clock, 5:33, 5:49, 5:54, 5:59, 6 o'clock, 6:01, 6:49, 6:05, 6:09, 6 o'clock, 6:01, 6:49, 6:13, 6:15, 6:21, 6:28, 6:37, 6:45, 6:50, 6:53, 6:55, 6:57, 6:59, 7:17, 7:37, 7:41, 7:44, 7:48, 7:37, 7:51, 7:54, 7:55, 7:57, 7:58, 7:51, 8 o'clock, 8:01, 8:02, 8:03, 8:04, 8:01, 8:07, 8:02, 8:15, 8:20.
You know, all my media work was done with residencies, and I was part of, and that was one of the things that the NEA made possible.
9:01, 9:12, 9:14, 9:01, 9:19, 9:25, 9:30, 9:19, 9:20, 9:50, 9:32, 9:56, 9:57, 9:58, 9:59, 10 o'clock, 10:01. 1057.
Somewhere around 90, around 90, the NEA started giving out rewards to what people were, rewards that have, rewards for what people were or have done, rather than what they could do. And that continued to this day, as far as I can tell, and that's why the NEA is becoming consequential. But when it sponsored those production residencies, I made work. I made work that could have otherwise happened. I did Alfred College. I did it at XXI, although I'm not quite sure where they got their money.
202.
Manchester. I did the Electronic Music Studio of Stockholm.
202. 421, 422, 423.
I did with holography at the Museum of Holography, and then with Fred Hollis, well, Fred Unterseer himself in Hamburg. It was an adventure. I loved doing it. I love working with, I have this notion, I can work with one other person. When I have to work with a third person, things start to get difficult. This way.
Triad doesn't work.
You have to keep your eye on two people or something like that. I mean, it just doesn't work.
So here we are at the Wordship, and as I was saying earlier, it's full of, I see, LPs, CDs, books, artwork. Is your entire archive located here, all Sweet of your archive, or is there
no, everything's here.
That's south.
Sure is.
Like it?
Sort of dull.
You're pretty.
It's nothing.
Seem older.
Don't I?
More mature.
I'm different.
Another drink?
Don't mind.
Soft hands.
You're nice.
You're doing this
really well.
Because you want to keep everything close to you. I mean, have you made arrangements for this to be part of a New York Public Library eventually?
It's supposed to become its own foundation that will exhibit avant-garde literature.
I mean, the building, this whole, the Wordship will become, ideally become.
But also have stuff of mine here, extra copies to sell maybe.
Oh, yeah. I get your emails. You have, you invite people over every so often to look around. You
know, the bookstore is on the last Sunday. It'll be the last Sunday of this month, so that's after Thanksgiving. It's in that building. It's in that entrance over there. So it's an entrance to a different place.
So not in your home.
No,
I Do those events actually have involve readings or anything like that, or salon?
Back here.
Oh, no.
Down here.
Let's relax.
Hold tight.
Calm down.
Zipper down.
Stop, please.
Can't now.
So warm.
Firm flesh.
So strong.
Spread.
So fast.
Knees up.
I do.
Move in.
Slow down.
Tight there.
I'm down.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Oh, oh.
So quick.
Yes.
I didn't.
Again later.
I suppose.
Hand there.
Suppose so.
Next step.
Feels good.
Kiss there.
Okay,
Not yet.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk.
Why stop?
Paintings.
That's mean.
Drink.
Something hot.
Here.
Warming.
Photorealism.
Sure is.
Conceptual.
Those?
Museum curator.
Impressive.
Critic friend?
Great contact.
New idea.
Don't understand.
You'll see.
A chill.
Come close.
What's happening?
It's lighter.
Evening?
Yes.
Turn.
Over.
There.
You're beautiful.
You're floppy.
Be patient.
Better.
See, baby?
Harder.
I am.
Further.
There.
Move more.
You too.
Floppy again.
Stop that.
Teeny bopper.
Damn you.
Weakling.
Get lost.
Help yours.
Go quickly.
I will.
Out of here.
I'm getting.
Good riddance.
Going out.
Bad rubbish. Work now. This is my poem. This is my poem. 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 This is my poem. 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 This is my poem. 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 This is my poem. 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 This is my poem. 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 This is my poem. This is my poem. 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 This is my poem. This is my poem. 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 Poem.
Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem.
Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem.
Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem.
Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. Poem. William Henry Harrison, Millard Fillmore,
John
Tyler,
Franklin Pierce. Lacks respect for itself, and it shows in various ways. Various ways that I can document. I mean, on that level, I can also document it with anecdote. But on that level of
William McKinley,
it got Richard Forman's papers he gave to him.
William Howard Hoover Cleveland, Woodrow Wilson, William McKinley, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, Harry S. Truman, Dwight M. Howard, Gerald R. Ford, Jimmy Carter.
The two major poets who have gone to Brown, major poets who have Brown degrees, both have science degrees in the 1930s. Guess who they were?
A, B, C.
Vern Porter and Nicanor Parra.
Ah, is that right? I didn't know Parra went to Vern.
Yeah, because he has some kind of science degree in the 30s.
C, D, E, F, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, C, D, E, F, G, H, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, D, E, F, G, H, I, J,
The ideal place, of course, would be a place that had media, and that would be Texas, where I did spend a semester. Getty, I suppose.
But for now, it's good to have it here.
I guess so, yeah. I've probably added to paper since I moved here. Everything's all on the computer. Do I have to manufacture some artificial paper? Can I retrieve all the files? Andrew, with whom I work, says I can, but I hope so. My correspondence was never very much. I was not that kind of writer.
Well, but the literary archives in the future will be very different than those in the past.
But of course, you want a place that can show holograms and has various video technologies. Some of these, I still have 2-inch reels.
Is that right? Yeah, of course.
I don't have a 2-inch reel player. I do have 2-inch reels.
Well, this is, that's very difficult. That's almost a job for a major museum. But some of these universities do have
X, Y, Z. T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. 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 T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z.
I'd like to remind listeners that they are in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears. This is Poet Radio with Richard Castellanets.
Let's.
No.
Yes.
Stop.
Now.
Please. Relax.
Insist.
Don't.
Like.
No.
Like.
Pooh.
Grumble.
Grumpy.
Kiss.
Yum.
See.
Yes.
Stimulate.
Resist.
Frustrated.
Control.
Zero.
Talented.
Charming.
Thanks.
Extra.
Ordinary.
Fidget.
Horny.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ambivalent.
Suppose.
Touch.
Nice.
Feel.
Oh.
Red.
Groove.
Twist. Erect.
Closer.
Let's.
Warmer. No.
We consider.
Later.
And.
Maybe.
Wet. Warmer.
Ah.
Let.
John.
Let.
Not.
Pull.
Okay.
Down.
Address. Gentle.
And.
Easy.
Protection.
Sure.
Speed.
Success.
Excellent.
Slow.
Can't.
Please.
Don't.
Impatient. Relax.
Ease.
Better.
Okay.
strong.
Soft.
Hard. Words.
Onwards.
Deeper.
Over.
Later. Speed. Again.
Faster.
Yes.
Good.
Go.
Better.
Best. Ow!
Euphoria.
My God.
Together.
Great.
Congratulations.
Encore.
Later.
Fine.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Excelsior.
Arrears. Understanding. Quick
speed.
Acceleration. Vectorations.
Arrhythmation.
Surrendered.
Revenge.
Potato.
Exposure.
Intelligence.
Gluttony.
Barter.
With
books.
Digestion.
Languor.
Philanderer.
Efficacy.
Tolerance.
Controls.
Sextant.
Rectangle.
Technologies.
Gold.
Bright bulb.
Imagination.
Terrorism.
Unintelligibility.
Language.
Cold.
Ombudsman.
Conscientiousness.
Internationalization.
Venture.
License.
Marriage.
Penguin.
Shards.
Enigma.
Star.
Night.
Memory.
Heroes.
Becomes.
Haste.
Learning.
Permissiveness.
Perimeters.
Travel.
Tragedy. Originality.
Durability.
Finances.
Successor.
Discoveries.
Traders.
Solicitudes.
Intermittence.
Letterpress.
Disarray.
Qualities.
Lassitude.
Sunshine.
Resurgence.
Smells.
Obstacles.
Memories.
Recognition.
Trash.
Deception.
Benevolence.
Superiority.
Pointiness.
Storage.
Friend.
Feeling.
Attendant.
Bed.
Sleeping.
Spices.
Bombs.
Grave.
Mankind.
Inaction.
Extravagance.
Enclosure.
Extension.
Intrigue.
Shuffle.
Exposure.
Castle.
Politics.
Bisexual.
Restitution.
Distrust.
Sobriety.
Rivers.
Depression.
Accountant.
Fantasy.
Exclusionary.
Neutrality.
Spermatozoa. Diameter.
Lord.
Stiletto.
Grand. Treasure.
Guitars.
Poison.
Freedoms.
Hats.
Painters.
Abstraction.
Lifeboat.
Mother.
Damage.
Possessions.
I remember being at City Lights bookstore in the late 80s, and I was interested in John Cage, and I picked up this book on John Cage, and it was a book that you had edited. So I was wondering if we could talk just a little bit about Cage and what impact you'd say that he still retains 30 years after his passing.
I haven't spoken much about Cage recently. That's interesting. I did some notes for a record in a CD package in Czechoslovakia. So only text I wrote recently. As for my own relationship with Cage, I met him first in '65, interviewed for the New York Times Magazine. A double profile with him and Milton Babbitt that got a lot of attention, partly because of the New York Times Magazine. And January 1967. I met him '66, not '65. I did not try to be too close to him, because I felt those who were or tried to be were, it wasn't good for them, shall we say. They were doing weak things, I felt. What I personally got out of Cage was a love of, not of chance, but of constraint. He was a master of inventive constraints. To do something with a limited vocabulary, to pull words out of other words. There'd be some kind of program that was constraining to then to produce the results. That idea has continued to influence me. It had nothing to do with chance. Chances, I understood, it had to do with trust. He would trust performers. So, and of course, there are examples given where he didn't want to trust performers and he took things back. Or he said the performers weren't following directions, even though they were doing something. Which I understood entirely. I also was early on, I think it's become more familiar now, in giving high value to his writings, his literary work. I've always wanted to do a selection of his poetry. I'm not quite sure I will, but and or somebody else can do it better, maybe.
You think there's more material out there to be mined?
Oh, yeah. I won't be surprised. There's a lot of manuscripts. Because he would do these occasional letters as misostics.
His tribulation or his patience. And it's through this patience that he grew to be more like thee every day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Jehová es mi pastor, nada me faltará. En lugares de delicados pastos me hará ser. Junto a aguas de reposo me pastoreará. Confortará mi alma. Guíame por sendas de justicia, por amor y su amor. Aunque ande en valle de sombra de muerte, no temeré mal alguno, porque tú estarás conmigo. Tu vara y tu callado me infundirán Serás misa delante de mí, en presencia de mis angustiadores. Ungiste mi cabeza con aceite, mi copa está rebosando. Ciertamente el bien y la misericordia me seguirán todos los días de mi vida. Y en la casa de Jehová moraré por largos días.
On this day, Lord, when there are times that we are so full of joy, we sometimes get like the disciples that walked away from you and were so full of joy that they didn't even come back to say thanks. It's been a good day, it's been a great day, but Lord, help me not to rise so far above myself, to be so captured away of my emotions that I forget to come back and say thank you. Thank you for all of the blessings that you brought my way. Thank you for life, for health, for all the good things that happened to me today. But help me to realize, Lord, that there are times that right after joy, there comes that letdown, there comes that sense of depression. Help me, oh God, that now that I'm on the mountaintop, that I will not fear the valley, and you will bring peace in the valley. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. It's a good day, Lord, and I thank you for that joy. Our God in heaven, we thank you for this day that the Lord has made. Desire you above all things to make us in spite of our circumstances. Rejoice and be glad. On this day, Lord, we ask you to be a real part of our lives and help us to be real and wise to worship. In a world that is lacking love, help us to look to you as a source of strength. When there are times that there are no joy, help us to reach inside ourselves and find the joy and the peace that only you can give. We lack so many things that we can get only from you. Teach us and help us in our unbelief. Teach us even how to pray, even as your disciples were taught to pray by you. They were saying words to the effect of, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Dies ist der Anfang des Evangeliums von Jesus Christus, dem Sohn Gottes.
Im Anfang war
so steht
das Wort,
beim Propheten Jesaja geschrieben. Gott, siehe, ich sende meinen Boten vor dir her, der deinen Weg bereitet.
The online, the Avant-Garde Classics imprint was based on an interesting podcaster named Tara Warwick, who calls himself Stickstenhammer. A guy in his early 30s who issued hundreds through Amazon, hundreds of books about the occult. And he somehow finds the manuscripts of them, he reprints them, he does it all by himself, as far as I can tell. And he says he makes a good living from them. That's what I thought I could do too. Maybe his problem is I have too many familiar names, so they get pushed down below in our Amazon. I did some fantastic books. I did the first American printing of Moby Dick. With a preface I took the D.H. Lawrence preface, that was in public domain, I put it first. I did Honecker's autobiography as a single volume. I did What Claude Bragdon's five books on upstate architecture you might not know about. It was very popular in his time. I did some Elbert Hubbard books. Boy, was he a gas. And they're fantastically designed, especially for their time.
Fass wie see li ge le ge ne verhafte normale reisen kennt nicht heft klar mer rent wert an ga bent bahn hoff nun ge hur sa men staub stum mel platzentner schwert rang ken bar fuß signal buch handlung ge scho ren wa ge ne sen denk z Telefonie, Renta, B, Leucht, Ungut, Hai, Sen, Sen, Man.
We talked a little bit about your own publishing activities, but what about your consumption online or offline these past couple of 3 years?
I was watching most of the opera. The opera had fantastic programs. I mean, you know, they had fantastic films.
So all the Zoom poetry readings and this type of thing.
I've never been a fan of poetry readings. I've never done them. I've never liked them. I never thought most people did them badly.
Yeah.
I thought that's theater. They were sub minus. Remember several of my books are about performance. And I make a case for performance being a great American tradition of theater. And given the taste of performance, these guys are lousy performers. Nearly all of them are lousy performers.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Yeah. So
not all of them.
But a lot of the framing is so narcissistic. My grandfather died last week, so I wrote this poem. Well, I'm sorry your grandfather died last week, but it doesn't make the poem any better. That kind of thing is so drives me out. Drives me out of the room. It would have driven Cage out of the room as well. That kind of egotism. But to go back, you asked about what I did during COVID. I did a lot of book artwork. I watched a lot of operas. I did a lot of book artwork.
What are the influences of the book artwork, would you say?
He needed professional. I've been doing it now for 50 years. To compensate for his penchant for being. Yes, a really interesting question. I haven't. You know, did I see the classic? I'm sorry, I can't answer this question at the current time. I'm getting too many contrary thoughts that I can't quite piece together. One, of course, is seeing what was done by an artist, the store called Printed Matter, which for a while was down the street from me in Soho. But also things that I treasured. I had a tendency to like book artwork because book art was my interest that these guys would never include because it wasn't an artist book, such as McLuhan's Medium as a Massage, or that's the most obvious example.
So you're talking about the book art, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing some jars with words in them. What's up with the jars of the word?
What you see over here are circular, I call them word sculptures. They're letters that as you turn the jar, you find different words. The most obvious, which is a more classic one, was take the word item, I-T-E-M. Well, if you see the I first, you see item. If you see the T first, you see...
Tim. Brazilian.
Then you see, but at each point, there's another word. So as you turn it, as you physically turn it. It's a very much a turning sculpture. I consider them a contribution to minimal sculptures. Nobody's written about them. They've been rarely exhibited. I really like them. I have a lot of stuff to exhibit. So I'm doing an exhibition.
So this is almost like the Mobius. It's almost like a Mobius too. Not quite the same. The Mobius strip.
In the sense of both, but the nature of a jar is for you to turn it. That's a storing job. So that's why you put the job in your hand and store it. The other problem is, of course, they get stolen easily. And the last time I exhibited them, they were put on the desk of the caretaker, of the overseer. Mobius strips, I've never done, although I've done a lot with circular patterns and circular sentences.
Yes.
And tondos, as I call them. I'm doing some more with them. And it's an interesting form.
When did you start with the jars?
probably seven to ten years ago here.
So it's fairly new.
Yeah, I could have made them in the old place, which just got too crowded.
The Wordship One.
Wordship One, which was on Worcester Street right above the Earth Room.
No, I remember. I didn't go there, but I remember being around.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Let's talk about your work with audio. You said that most of the media work that you created was done at residencies. Does that mean you never had a home studio, or you must have had some sort of recording device?
That is correct. I never had a home studio.
But did you have a recorder?
I did usually to do some field recordings, never for composition or for putting the stuff together. And I worked at WXXI in Rochester, Electronic Music Studio of Stockholm. I worked at a place in Hartford whose an art operations name I can't remember. I made some of the, now we're talking just audio, I'm sorry, audio. I did WGBH in Boston, and I was a good guest because I would go in advance, or try to go in advance, to see what the machinery was and what the people there liked to do with the machinery, and then come back with some schemes within the constraints. Most artists come in, they have some kind of scheme they couldn't do. They walk away frustrated. I didn't work that way. So I think it was one reason why I got invited back. Some of them I was invited back several times.
So did you like to work with multi-track or tape cut-up? I mean, what was your preferred mode?
Well, multi-track was, I discovered in Sweden in 1981, and I said, oh my God, this is fantastic. They had a 24-track, of which I think several tracks never been used. It was an adventure. And I had a young Swedish person working with me, a Swedish guy. Yeah, I never really did cut up as such. There was one piece that did involve a lot of cut, and I didn't do it. I didn't know how to cut then. I now wish I had done it. It was done by Bill Brunson, who was an American Dartmouth boy who stayed on in Stockholm. Must now be in his 70s, maybe. Any case, that was because there were 16 seduction stories, and I wanted them done once, cut one sentence at a time. So the only way you could do it was to cut. I guess you could probably do it now without cutting. I just don't know the new technology. I haven't worked with anybody with the new technology. I don't even have any ideas recently, although one idea that I did once, and it was the idea of the acoustic fiction, where it would just be a series of sounds that would convey a narrative. Now here I can give you an example. Remind me if I can find it. Acoustic Fiction One, I guess I called it. But something I never developed, and I really would like to do that with somebody again.
And what? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you got to hear it, man.
All right.
Can I put it neatly? It's a woman having orgasms.
Uh-huh. Oh, so, provocative.
But I distance it, so it really becomes... You don't see the woman, you hear the orgasms, or you hear the response to the orgasms, I think, because it's acoustic fiction.
Right.
And obviously it was edited from several work tapes.
Censors come out after that?
It was made on an NEA grant for the media arts, and I didn't have the courage to send it down with a red flag so they could pay it. I just sent it down anonymous, innocuously. I don't know, I had no courage. What can I say? But my favorite joke about it, I worked with a young engineer named Andrew Benker, and I said, "Who was the... Does he imagine the lady as being blonde or brunette?" And he said, "Blonde." I said, "No, she's gray." And I kind of stopped him in his pants, so to speak.
In this new place. I slept with EAF because her size and energy made her so grandly seductive. EAF slept with me because, she said, my eyes enticed her.
N.W. slept with me because she was collecting writers. I slept with N.W. as my marriage was breaking up.
I slept with PW because...
Well, I know you keep a website going.
I wish it were better. That one hasn't been done in years. And a fellow named Mark Nasdor offered to rework it. Things are falling down around here in the sense that Andrew no longer comes anymore because he worked at the beer. The two guys, Puchowski and Lex, I don't see too much of. And it's not working. A lot of things are being neglected. A lot of things that could be done, I'm afraid to say. And I haven't had any young interns to work with me. My internships are very good, and so if you have any student who works with, who would like them, their projects.
All right.
And they put your name on the project. It means I don't have to write. I don't have to write a letter. Huh. And they work, and the kids get jobs in them. I mean, kids. The current film commissioner of New York City was a former intern, and she talks about the internship that she did with me. She mentions the two jobs. What she didn't know was the job she couldn't do, which she screwed up on her. I wish she could have done it, because that job can't be done anymore. It was to record New York City accents, of which there are many. By having people say, I was born in New York City, in what year, where their parents came from, and what high school they went to. I think that was all the information I wanted.
No.
So they would, in effect, frame their accent.
Smart.
Can't do it now because they have all the... This was 30 years ago. Because now they have these new high schools. All the high schools were broken apart into newer high schools and names. But there's a wonderful story that conveys this perfectly. I was listening to the radio, and I thought it was Samuel R. Delaney, who's a person I've known for many years. The answer was, it wasn't Samuel R. Delaney. It was Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I wrote Chip and I said, is this a black accent in New York black accent I hadn't heard before? He says, no, it's a Bronx Science accent. That's all.
Right. I'm glad to hear you mention radio, because the last thing I think I'd like to ask you about is looking through your... autobiography and resume. I mean, one of the things you mentioned was that you did radio work, and I know that isn't really recent, but can you talk about that a little bit, or talk about
a wonderful man named Klaus Schoenig? Klaus was very much taken with Cage. He did fantastic. Cage do fantastic pieces like Oratorio.
Yeah,
and whatnot. And he picked up me initially for an interview, which he did. And then commissioned a piece. Actually, the first piece was commissioned out of Berlin, Sender für Heiß Berlin, which is about the sound of the language of prayer. And it was composed in Stockholm at the studio there. And then Klaus gave me some commissions. But what I also did for him, and this I thought was special, was several features about American radio, about which they knew nothing. And they didn't know about American radio comedy. And one of the great features, which I they play now and then, because it's still valid, was the great American tradition of radio theater was comedy out of vaudeville rather than drama out of playwriting. It opens up with Fibber McGee and Molly's Closet. Oh, the door, McGee! And then the closet goes blink. No translation necessary. And I included some wonderful examples of the acoustic and genius of some of these guys. It was a great feature. The only time I wasn't there for the final editing, and they screwed up with Jack Benny, your money or your life, and everybody laughs. No. They cut the punchline, which was, I'm thinking it over.
No.
La 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 net.
I'm Richard Castellanos.
I'm Richard Castellanos.
No.
I'm Richard
Castellanos. I'm Richard Castellanos.
No.
No. I'm Richard Castellanos.
No. I'm Richard Castellanos. No. I'm Richard Castellanos.
I'm Richard Castellanos. I'm Richard Castellanos.
I'm Richard
Castellanos.
No.
I'm Richard Castellanos.
No.
I'm Richard Castellanos. No. No.
No,
I'm Richard Castellanos.
No, I'm Richard Castellanos.
No, I'm Richard Castellanos.
No, I'm Richard Castellanos. I'm Richard Castellanos.
No, I'm Richard Castellanos.
I'm Richard Castellanos.
But what I find curious in the past couple of weeks, I've had a lot of times listen to WQXR. And the trouble is, I simply know all the pieces. I know.
So it's not new.
I just get to say, come on, I know this piece. I can tell it from here. I never thought my knowledge of War Horses was that good, but it's better than I imagined. It's better than I would have thought. Too bad.
Well, it's good to have you on the radio. In 2022, Richard, I'm very happy we had a chance to meet up. And
yeah. Well, I did. The programs became a book that I self-published through Amazon called "The Art of Radio North America." This section on a radio comedy is the best one.
I'm Richard Castellanos. No. I'm Richard Castellanos.
This is my poem. 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 This